It's the Media Fiends.
Hi, everybody, and welcome to the Media Fiends for March 30th, 2012.
March 31st, actually, 2012. I'm Leanna.
I'm John.
And we're the Media Fiends. Okay, so we're really excited because today, John just finished reading the first book of The Hunger Games. I finished reading the entire series in like 3 days last week, and he caught up with the first book. And since he caught up, we bought movie tickets to go see, that's our cat, we bought movie tickets so we can go see the movie tonight. And so we're really excited about that. And so we just wanted to do a kind of a post-book reading, but pre-movie viewing podcast. So, John, thoughts on the first book?
I enjoyed it. It was good. Good read. It was fun. I didn't like all the kissing that started happening towards the around 70% in, but, you know, I really enjoyed the story. I enjoyed the storytelling and the fast pace made you keep wanting to read more.
Yeah.
It was good. I thought that it ended a little abruptly, but I've read a little bit of the next book and it kind of just picks right up. So I guess that's fine.
Cool. One thing that you and I were talking about that we really liked about the storytelling was that it's just very quick. It's not like, oh, you know, when, you know, this might happen. It's like, this is going to happen. Boom. It happens. It's done. Next thing. What's going to happen? And it kind of just keeps the pace going really, really quick. So that's a thing we talked about. We also talked about, I didn't mind the kissing so much. I mean, I guess it's a young adult novel, like, in the vein of, like, Harry Potter or even, you know, God Help Us All, Twilight. But, like, it just has that kind of sheen to it. It's not like, a hardcore,
like... Have you read Twilight?
No, but I've often
Maybe
seen
it. Maybe it's good.
Maybe. I mean, I don't know. I mean, obviously it had some sort of merit to it. But that is more of like a romance young adult novel, whereas Hunger Games actually, I think, had a lot to say about culture and, you know, what we do to people sending them off to war. It actually had a lot about like PTSD and like when people come back from war, you know, like what they go through and how people don't really understand them. I thought it was really good. It actually talked about, you know, good topics. And yeah, there was some kissing, but it was kind of like a reprieve from all the other crazy shit that was going on. And then not only was there like kissing that was going on, but it was like, does she mean it? Does she not?